Good morning, church. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It is so exciting to welcome you to our service. I hope you enjoy the sunshine, you enjoy this warmth that is taking place, showing hope of life again after the whirlwind. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you for being the way to the Father. We thank you for being the light so that we don't die because you are with us. We thank you for the truth which you brought to us. May you bless us evermore. In the word where it was read in John, we understand that the disciples didn't get it right. So they kept only asking questions, like Nicodemus of old, who also had a query about a new birth. The apostles also, although they had lived for a long time together with Jesus Christ, they always had query and doubts and questions. Like some of the people today in churches, they have all those doubts, queries, and some of them are believing in false prophets, in false ideas, in false philosophies. Instead of reading the Bible and getting the truth from it. Where you read, you heard that some of these disciples kept on asking Jesus. But in verse 3, where he says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Jesus showed unselfishness because he wants everybody as children to be with him. He went to heaven to prepare a place for us, meaning that it is so full at this particular time. So he has to open up spaces for some of the people. When you repent, Jesus Christ opens a place for you. He allocates you a house. He allocates you a room where you can enjoy in the palace. The Bible says that there are many mansions. We are talking about mansions in the kingdom of God. There are mansions in the kingdom of human beings here. Like we've got the United Kingdom, where we have these Windsor Castle and the other places which are so highly respected and beautiful because important people live there. Imagine when you come to the mansions of God, where Jesus Christ himself has prepared places for us. He says that you know the way to the place where I am going. But that one also triggers another question. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Thomas here, I think he expected Jesus Christ to show him a tart road, to show him a road which is better than most of the roads here. Because by that time, there were no cars, there were no planes. But they were wondering what way Jesus Christ was talking about. But instead, he said he himself is the way. He said, if one wants to come to the Father, we'll only come through him. Brothers and sisters, we've seen many ways which have been used by the people. And the people have failed by these ways. Some, they like to use the sea in the ship. Some, they want to use the planes, the flight. Some, they want to drive. But all these have tragedies. Remember the Titanic, which destroyed and killed many people. Those were old days. But it's still historic. There were only way to somewhere, bound for somewhere, a certain destination, which they never reached. One person or so people who are giving testimonies, they tell it as a terrific scene that took place in the world. That is the sea. It's dangerous. The waves are not good. They are good, but it's not very good. So many disasters have taken place in the sea. The one other way is to fly using a plane, the big plane. There are so many types of planes at this particular time. When you want to go to a certain destination and they want to reach it safely. Few years ago, one plane carrying over 200 passengers disappeared. I think it went right down into the sea, and it was never seen again, and it was never heard of. All the prophets of doom couldn't say even a word about it. All the scientists couldn't even say anything about it. It just disappeared. Nobody knows at this particular time. It was just a mystery where that plane went. Up to today, nobody knows. People perished in there. But they trusted in the plane. But look, they never reached their destinations. Because see, it is something which you can't trust. You've heard about so many car accidents which took place every day. They take place every day, all over the world. There are some ways which are tough to go. There are some rivers which are uncrossable. There are seas which are uncrossable. Maybe because of snow and rivers, maybe you need to bridges. To draw your attention, if you've never been to the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, I think you've never been anywhere in the world. This is a Victoria Falls said to have been discovered by David Livingstone, one Christian man who was just exploring the Zambezi. He came to a place where he couldn't cross, but he saw water that was falling, and he described it as a place of water that thunders because it is raining when the sun is on, when there are no clouds. Water thunders and goes up. A mist is coming down. The depth of it is unknown. So this was in between two countries, which were one country, Northern Rhodesia and Southern Rhodesia. But the government decided to make a bridge to cross so that people can reach Lusaka, so that people can reach Bulawayo and Harare easily, so that the train could cross, and so that the buses and the pedestrians could cross. Up to now, that bridge is still there, but it is going up on top there. When you look down from the bridge, you see water very far. If you fall from the bridge into water, you will never be seen again. Because there are animals there, like hippos, like crocs, they all waiting to eat anything that falls there. So the whole world travels to the Victoria Falls to see what's happening there, what David Livingstone saw. Some, when they come there, you find that there are magnificent hotels which can really attract the world tourists. And the river is really lively in such a way that once you go there once, you want to go there again. So that's the Victoria Falls. If you want to cross to Livingstone from Falls, you have to go through that bridge which was built across this deep, deep, deep river. So and below the thundering waters, which were seen, you can see them when you come there. There is everything. You can see a rainbow, you can see raining, you can see many people coming from over the world looking at this bridge. But these ways are not trusty ways. But remember, Jesus Christ told his disciples that If you have faith, you will have power to say to a mountain, move from there, sit there, then the mountain will move. So they are putting all these things in place at this particular time, with the knowledge coming from God and with faith coming from God, as Jesus said. So many things have happened. Big cities have been built. So these bridges, like the Victoria Falls, are one of those heroic sagas of the world and historic places. It is one of the wonders of the world. It is so natural than the Niagara Falls. So it is amazing to see that way that it crosses to Zambezi or that it crosses to Zimbabwe. Jesus said here, I am the way. I don't know if we are like Thomas or if we are like Philip. We still don't understand the way. The way is through faith. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without these three things, you are nobody. If you don't know where you are going, where you are from, if you don't know the truth, the reality of your life, it means that something is missing. And if you don't know about your life, you are really in the dark. Jesus said he is the light. Do you want light? Do you want the truth? Do you want the way? All these things Jesus Christ provided in one at the same time to his disciples to understand. And they strictly directed him to himself as God, the Father, and that God was in him. When they wanted to see the Father, he was really concerned and said, for a long time, you don't know me. I've been with you for such a long time. Brothers and sisters, the word I have today is that Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is life. What else do you want in life? You want life. Indeed, that's why we eat nice food. That's why we do the best. We work for the better because we want better life. Today, my brothers and sisters, I remind you of what happened in history. There were those expeditions, like the Kontik expeditions, but you find that there were losses of lives during these expeditions. You remember that there were like from South Africa to Zimbabwe, a pioneer column. Those people started to find ways northwards. Most of them died, killed by animals or killed by natural deaths or by diseases. These were called the pioneer column. So I've given you examples of the ship, the planes, and other traveling transportation. And you've seen that all these you can't trust. But here is Jesus Christ who says that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If you have these things, I don't think you need more things. He didn't mention even money, which is making people crazy today, because they think without money, you are nobody. But here, without life, you are nobody. Without the truth, you are nobody. Yes, without the way, you are nobody, because you have no destination aimed yet. We are aiming to go to Jesus Christ, because opening his word there, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go there now to prepare a place for you, but I will come and take you to the place I have prepared for you. Jesus Christ is the way. Are you already in the way? Are you still looking for the way? The way of Jesus Christ is righteousness. Let's call it righteousness. There are so many streets named in London and other places, even here in Coventry. But let's name the street to heaven as righteousness in Jesus' name. Righteousness. Now, I give you an assignment to check yourself if you understand what righteousness is. Are you already on the way to this righteousness, the street to heaven? Jesus, in Matthew 6, I think it was verse 33, was it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God is where is the destination of your life. But how do you reach there? It says, and his righteousness. Then all the rest, if you quote these two, the rest shall be added unto you. My brothers and sisters, what have you been seeking for all this life? I don't know how old you are, how many years you spent, what jobs you've done, how many sins you've committed, how many good things you have done. But at this time, can you draw your attention now to the Word of God, to Jesus Christ, who drew the attention of his disciples to himself by proclaiming and declaring that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. This is all what we want. This is all needed for us to live an endless future, to live in eternity, to live in the missions which are made by Jesus Christ. I wish you the best, my brothers and sisters. While you're enjoying the sun, can you search for this truth, this great truth, which were being sought by the apostles or the disciples? They were not sure of them. They were doubting. You might be doubting something. You are not immune to doubt, because even Nicodemus didn't know many things, but he was a vicar. He was a great leader, but he was missing something. Are you missing something? If you're missing something, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. May God bless you today. In Jesus' name.